A Jewish commitment to the civil rights movement was at the center of the American Jewish experience from the 50s through the early 70s. Some see two stories, two separate narratives. There is the narrative of the pursuit of equality for African Americans. Then there is a second complementary story of the emergence of a politically vibrant, politically relevant, and even at times politically dominant American Jewry. These are not, however, two separate narratives that have been interwoven. Instead, they are one narrative. To Jews, the civil rights movement can be seen as a Jewish struggle of a people bonded together for the sake of bettering humanity. The life of Kivi Kaplan, a Jew who was president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, during a period of the civil rights movement, exemplifies this narrative. Preserved in the Kivi Kaplan collection at the American Jewish Archives is a letter between Coretta Scott King and Kivi Kaplan, dated January 17, 1965. In the letter, King congratulates Kivi Kaplan on behalf of herself and her husband on Kaplan's election to the presidency of the NAACP. The letter reads in part, "Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you, Kivi, on being elected president of the NAACP. I know how very proud you both must be, and both Martin and I are thrilled for you." That the role of president should go to a Jew is not surprising, since a number of Jews were among the leading founders of the NAACP. And the preceding two presidents before Kaplan, Joel Spingarn and Arthur Spingarn, were Jewish. What distinguishes the document to me is that it does not read as a formal letter of congratulations, as one might expect between two such leaders. Instead, the letter reveals a much greater sense of intimacy and friendship. Coretta thanks Kivi for gifts of pretzels and almonds. Many of the correspondences in the Kaplan collection revealed this sense of closeness between the Kaplan family and the King family. The correspondences reflect the personal nature of their bond, where their letters illustrate an awareness of the twists and turns of each other's lives. Moreover, Kivi Kaplan is addressed as Kivi, Martin Luther King as Martin, and Coretta Scott King signs not as Mrs. Martin Luther King, as her stationery reads, but as Coretta S. King. The King-Kaplan correspondence should not be viewed in a vacuum of other noteworthy correspondences in the Kaplan collection. Kaplan also maintained correspondences with leaders of many Jewish organizations. These include Alexander Schindler, president of the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, Alfred Gottschalk, past president of the Hebrew Union College, Robert Marks, founder of the Jewish Council of Urban Affairs, and Abram Sacker, founding president of Brandeis, just to name a few of the who's who of Judaism with whom Kaplan corresponded. Kaplan was a central figure in American Judaism. He served on the board of the Union of American Hebrew Congregations. Kaplan was also instrumental in the founding of the Religious Action Center, which is a key voice for Jewish advocacy in Washington, D.C. The relationship between King and Kaplan should be seen in the context of these other relationships and the leadership roles of Kivi Kaplan. Kaplan fought to place universal causes, such as the struggle of equal rights for African Americans, at the forefront of issues of concern to Jewish leaders. Throughout his life, Kaplan was certain to inform, agitate, and form allegiances with Jewish leaders who would champion the cause of civil rights and other universal causes. Kaplan embraced the world's causes not only as president of the NAACP, but also within the context of Jewish leadership. It is essential to reflect upon the King-Kaplan correspondence within the context of these other correspondences in the collection between Kaplan and Jewish leaders. When looking at these correspondences taken together, it is impossible to question whether a devotion to a life of Judaism must come at the expense of a greater concern of humankind. This is why, if you might imagine yourself tasting of one of those almonds sent from Kivi to Coretta, I believe you would be eating from our Etz Chaim, the Jewish tree of life.